And I'm going to say this, if you'll get this word today and you'll walk in it and you'll operate in it and you'll allow it to be very real in your life, it's going to change who you are. It's going to change where you're going. It's going to change everything about your walk with the Lord, but yet your personal life. First Peter chapter 5, verse 10 and verse 11. I want to read two different translations of this scripture. First of all, I'm going to read the Amplified version, and then I'm going to read the Passion Translation. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. To him be dominion, power, authority, sovereignty, forever and ever. Amen. Then the Passion Translation, that same two verses says, and then after your brief suffering, the God of all loving grace, who has called you to share in his eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up. And he has all the power needed to do this forever. Amen. I like that last part. Yes, he will set you firmly in place and build you up. And he has all the power needed to do this. But then he ends it up by saying, not just now, but forever. So he don't just have the power to do it now in this moment where you find yourself, but forevermore from this day forward. I want to share with you this morning on this thought, dominion is your place. Dominion is your place. You may be seated in this room. Today you need to understand who Christ made you to be. You need to understand what you have access to through Jesus. So let me say it again. Today you need to understand who Christ made you to be. And then you need to understand what you've been given access to through Christ. You need to understand how to obtain the blessings God has designed for you. There are blessings that God has given you that maybe you have not accessed yet, or you haven't allowed to come into place in your life. Well, let me take you back. Dominion is your place. And dominion is a place that God has designed and purposed for his people. But let me say, no one can walk in dominion unless he is first connected to Jesus. You don't walk in dominion until you have a connection with Jesus Christ. Dominion is what many people wish they walked in, but very few really do. In its simplest form, let me tell you what dominion is. In its simplest form, dominion is power. Dominion is authority. Dominion is control over something or someone. Now notice again, it is power, it is authority, it is control over something or someone. So we go back to the statement. You cannot walk in dominion unless you first connect with Jesus. He's the one that gives you the power. He's the one that gives you the authority. He's the one that allows you to walk in that control. It is the ability, notice dominion is the ability to request or command and expect a fulfillment of that appeal. To have dominion is to rule. To have dominion is to be in charge. Dominion is not arbitrary, random rulership. It is not about going around commanding and demanding at your own discretion. Let me say that again. It's not about going around and commanding things and demanding things at your own discretion. Dominion is power and authority that we hold through Jesus Christ, and we use it as we are directed by the Lord. Amen? I said we use it as we are directed by the Lord. Dominion is only effective when it submits totally to the will of God. I said it's only effective as it submits totally to the will of God. Dominion is about knowing who Christ created you to be and understanding that in you, through Him, is the power to lay hold on the promises of God and possess them. You have the power through Him to lay hold on every promise He has given you and to possess it in your life. Dominion is understanding that you have the power to fulfill the will of God for your life. Amen. Dominion is the understanding that you can have what God has promised you. You can be what or who God created you to be. That's the understanding of dominion. Now let's back up for a moment. Can I tell you, God's original intent for man was to live in dominion. Somebody say dominion. Say it again, dominion. God's original intent was for man to live in dominion. Many of us do not realize many of the struggles that are in our life come from the fact that we have relinquished dominion to the enemy in key areas of our life. Many of the struggles we go through is because we have relinquished the dominion that God has given us to the enemy, and we've given the enemy the control over those areas of our life. I want you to listen. Somebody hear me very closely in this room and listen to me online today. It's very imperative. We live in a contrast or a constant state of depression and defeat. So many people today are living in a constant state of depression and defeat. They're living in a constant state of not enough or lack. I guess this is my lot in life, they say. I guess this is as good as our marriage is ever going to be, they say. I guess this is the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. They say, I'll always have this pain, they say. I'll always have this sickness in my body. This condition will always be there. And then this one, they say, well, it runs in my family. Well, I got news for you. If it's run in your family, it's time for it to stop with you. I said, if it runs in your family, it's time for it to end where you are. But everything I just noticed or just mentioned to you, that's where most people are today. We live in that constant state of being depressed and down and out and speaking over ourselves all of these negative things in our life. But can I tell you, that was not God's intent from the very beginning for your life. For in the very beginning of creation, God commanded Adam to have dominion. Can I stop and tell you, from the beginning of the creation of man, God said to Adam that he was to have dominion, if you will. He told Adam, he said, rule it and subdue it. He had rule over everything, over all the animals of the earth, all the different things. Matter of fact, he named them. Whatever he called them, that's what they were. You know why? Because Adam had dominion. And I'm just going to say this to some of us in this room. We need to start calling some things as we expect them to be, because we have dominion and we have the power to do so. Instead of just accepting everything in our life as it is, we have the power and the authority of God to speak and see those things change in our life. The word dominion means to dominate. Somebody said, duh. Dominion means to dominate. Well, let me take it a little further. The Hebrew word here means to tread upon. If you look at the Hebrew word, the word for dominion, it means to tread upon. That means when you walk on it, it belongs to you. I said that means when you walk on it, it belongs to you. That means you ought to start putting your feet on some things. That means you ought to start walking on some things. That means you ought to start taking possession of some things in your life. Say this with me. I was created for dominion. Now, that sounded pretty good. Now, say it like you mean it. I was created for dominion. That sounded pretty fair, but say it like you mean it. I was created for dominion. That sounds better. Listen, dominion is not pride. I'm going to mess some people up right here. Dominion is not pride. It is not pride to say about me what God says about me. When I say I have the right to walk in dominion, it's not a prideful statement. Because when I say what God says about me, I can stand in the authority and power of God, and He will back it up for me. God said I am allowed to have dominion. But if you want to know the reality of it, I'm not just allowed to have dominion. The Bible says I'm commanded to walk in dominion. According to Scripture, I'm commanded to walk in dominion, but many of us have relinquished dominion to the issues of our life. Listen to me. We relinquish our dominion. We relinquish dominion to our bills, and now our bills have power over our emotions. Got a few head nods. We relinquish the power over to our bills, and it has power over our emotion. We relinquish dominion to people in our family who have spoken opposite over us of what God said about us. And you know what's wrong with that? We've relinquished dominion to our dreams, to the people who did not even create us. When you relinquish dominion to those who have spoken negative things over your life or adverse things against the will of God, guess what? You have given them dominion over your dreams. They didn't create you. God did. Say it with me again. Dominion. We need to understand who we are. We need to understand what we carry. We need to understand our power. Amen? Do you know who you are? Brother Leon, I can pick on you. Do you know who you are? You're Leon Croswell, an anointed man of God. But do you know who you are? You're much more than Leon. You're much more than an anointed man of God. You're a child of God. And when you understand who you are, and you understand what you carry, and you understand the power that you've been given, can I just stop and tell you, why do we need that? Because the moment you recognize who you are and what you carry, everything changes in your life. When you understand that, everything about you changes in your life. Dominion is a right of the people of God. Amen. I said, dominion is the right of the people of God. It's not a privilege. It's not something you have to strive for. It's something you were born with. Look over at your neighbor and say, I was born with dominion. Look at him again and say, no matter what the devil's told you, you were too. We were born with dominion. You were created with dominion in mind. That's why we like to win. That's why we like to come in first. How many likes to lose? Raise your hand. Thought I might catch somebody off guard. You know why we like to win? You know why we like to be first? Because we were created with dominion in mind. Now let me give you something my wife picks at me about a lot. Think about this for a minute. In a group picture, who's the first person you look for? You. You take a group picture and you're in it, you ain't looking at anybody else. You don't care what they look like. You don't care what their hair looks like. You don't care what their face looks like. You don't care if they snarled their nose up or not. You don't care if they got a tooth missing. You don't care. All you're concerned about is you. And if you don't look good, the whole picture's terrible. And you say, well, that picture's terrible. Delete it. Get rid of it. My wife tells me I'm worse than my girls are. And they're pretty bad. I ain't looking at them right now. But she tells me I'm worse than they are. But let me tell you what happens in a moment like that. If you don't like the picture and you say deleted, you took dominion over the whole photo because you didn't like it. Think about it. You took dominion over the whole thing because it wasn't something to your liking. Somebody say it again, dominion. God said, I want my representative, I want my people to walk in so much authority that everything they speak comes to pass. Oh, I know I'm getting a little loud today, but I'm mad at the devil and I'm proud for you because God's getting ready to bless your socks off. I feel that with all of my heart. He said, I want my people, I want my representative to walk in so much authority that everything they say, everything they speak happens. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Sometimes it's good that God don't do everything we say, because if he did, some folks might get zapped. Amen? But I'm here to tell you that we can walk in such authority with God that when we speak under the power of the Spirit, that God will move on our behalf. You know what it means? That means there's no more maybes. It is a yes and an amen. Let me tell you what the Bible says. For every promise of God is yes, and in him, amen through Christ Jesus our Lord. You have the power to speak changes into your life. Somebody hear me right here. You have the power to speak changes into your life. And if you've been speaking and nothing's been changing, keep speaking until the changes begin. Why? Because your words have creative power. I said your words have created power. Your confession has creative authority. And since God spoke light and it showed up, you need to speak light until the light shines in the dark places of your life. Somebody get on your feet right there, put your hand together, and give God a praise, give God a shout, give God glory, give God honor, give God worship. Don't you patty cake. Give God praise in this room. Worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, praise him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Your words have creative power, creative authority. You need to be the contrast. Did you hear what I said? You need to be the contrast. What are you talking about, Pastor? It's time for you to be the thermostat and not the thermometer. Some of you look at me like, what in the world is he talking about? Some of you need to be the thermostat, not the thermometer. What do you mean? You don't respond to the temperature in the land, you set the temperature in the land. You don't respond to the temperature in the room, you set the temperature in the room. You don't respond to what's going around, you set what's going on around you. I'm talking to some dominion-minded people in this place. Amen? What does that mean for me? When you walk in, things change. Mike, I want to walk under such authority and such power with God. Listen, not for me, not for my own way or my own desire, but for the glory of God. I want to walk under such authority with God that when I walk in the room, it don't matter what's happening in that room, everything in that room is going to change because the presence of God walked in with me. Not because of who I am, but because of who he is and because of who I am in him. I hope you're hearing me today. Do you understand when you walk in authority, that was God's original intent? When you walk in dominion, that was God's original intent. But listen, dominion comes from God. I said dominion comes from God. But it has to begin in you. It comes from God, but it has to begin with you. You'll never be able to exercise power or authority over anything until you first conquer yourself. Now let's get a little deeper here. You'll never be able to exercise power and authority till you can conquer your self-life. What are you saying, Pastor? Flesh is our greatest enemy. Would you do this? Is he a pinch hand? You feel that? If you're numb to that, find you another spot. Pinch yourself. Flesh is our greatest enemy. What we want, what we desire, what we think we need, and what we think we got to have, that's our greatest enemy. But can I tell you, until you conquer your flesh, you will never be a match for the enemy. Amen? Until you conquer your flesh, you'll never be a match for the enemy. The Bible clearly says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Can I tell you, the Word of God hasn't changed? He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. He didn't change his mind. I know we're living in 2022 and we live in a world that's so different than we've ever known in our life, but God's word has not changed. Except we first take dominion over ourselves, over our habits, over our desires, over our uncontrollable lust, over our wrongful passions that are in us, we can never expect to have dominion over anything else. If you can't take dominion over yourself, you can't take dominion over anything else. We must crucify. The Bible says we're to crucify our flesh when? Daily. You know what that means? Put it under the blood. Are you listening to me? Crucify your flesh daily, which means daily put your flesh under the blood of Jesus Christ. We must crucify our flesh. We must dominate our flesh. We must control our flesh and make it bow to the dictates of God. I'm reminded of Caleb at the age of 35 when he said to the Lord, give me this mountain. You remember that? No doubt at 85, his body really didn't feel like it. No doubt at 85, he didn't, but he didn't care what he felt like. He said, give me my mountain. Won't you listen to me? He stood firm on the word of God. And I want to say this to some people in this house today and those listening online. You got to believe God. I said, you got to believe God. You got to trust in the Lord. You got to stand on His word. You got to stand on His promise. You cannot afford to be intimidated by what things appear to be or how bad things seem to be in your life. You cannot be intimidated by life. Caleb was not like other people. He didn't think like other people. He didn't act like other people because the Bible said he had another spirit in him. Did you hear that? He had another spirit in him. And I want to say this to you. We need another spirit in us. You don't help me preach, look over at your neighbor and say, you need a new spirit in you. You need another spirit in you. Some of you husbands have been waiting to tell your wife that a long time. Vice versa. But in all reality, listen to me, we need another spirit in us. You got to choose to be different. Listen, people who take dominion and walk in dominion are leaders, not followers. Are you listening to this preacher today? Find the leader in you. Young people, find the leader in you. Mom and daddy, find the leader in you. Grandma and grandpa, find the leader in you. There's a leader in you. And you have to find it for yourself. Leaders learn that they're through their tests and their trials. Leaders learn through their experiences. They believe God will fulfill His promises. They believe His word. Caleb stepped forward and declared this, give me this mountain. He didn't choose, he didn't mix his words. He didn't stumble over his statement. He said, give me this mountain. Give me what God said belongs to me. Give me my place of dominion. Give me my land. Give me my territory. He was not concerned about what others wanted or what they possessed or what they would have. Isn't it amazing how we get so caught up in what everybody else has got? And no wonder we can't be blessed sometimes. We're so concerned with what God's doing with everybody else. Well, it might be the reason why you're not being blessed because you... I better leave that one alone. Because you got the wrong attitude about what God's done for somebody else. Stop. Stop talking against what God's did for them and start thanking God with them for what God has done in their life. Start blessing them for what God's done for them. And let me tell you what will happen. God will start blessing you. That wasn't even in here. Thank you, Lord. He was not concerned about the problems he would face. He wasn't concerned about the battles that he would have to fight. He did not discount God. I said he did not discount God. Caleb was ready to take dominion. Can I ask you this morning? How many times in your life has the enemy tried to destroy you? Probably ain't got enough fingers and toes to count them all. How many times has the enemy set you up for failure? How many times has he caused accidents, injuries, and sickness in your life, but God kept you alive? The enemy might have brought an accident against you. He might have brought sickness upon you. But isn't it amazing? God kept you alive. He kept you able in sound mind and in strength, ready for this day, ready for this hour, ready for this season of your life. Have you ever stopped to think that God kept you here for the now? Listen, Caleb waited for the right day, the right time, and the right season. He understood, and we must understand what 1 Corinthians 15:58 said. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your body is not, your labor is not in vain for the Lord. Notice what he said, your labor is not in vain. But he said, stay steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of God. What's he saying? Take dominion. Take control. I'm going to preach to some people right here. Listen to me very closely. If you haven't heard anything else I've said, zero in right here. It's time for you to take dominion. It's time for you to take control. What do you mean, Pastor? Stop bowing down to things you don't have to bow down to. Stop accepting things you don't have to accept. Bring your body under control. Bring your mind under control. Bring your spirit under control. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Get your attitude together. Get your attitude right. Stand up for righteousness. Stand up for God. Uphold God's word. Worship with commitment. Stand in authority. When you come into that place in your life, you're starting to walk in dominion. When you come into that place in your life, you're starting to take control of things that need to be taken control of. Now, I want to take you somewhere else for a moment. It's time to take dominion, yes, but let's talk about some places you need to take dominion. Are you hearing me? Let's look at some places you need to take dominion. Number one, you need to take dominion over sin. Amen. 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 Romans chapter 6, verse 14. I'm going to be using different translations and different verses, but just stay with me. Romans 6, 14, for sin will no longer be a master over you, since you are not under law as slaves, but under unmerited grace as recipients of God's favor and mercy. I want you to look back to the first part. For sin will no longer be a master over you. I want to tell somebody, stop letting sin control you. I'm going to mess somebody up right here. Stop letting sin control you. You control sin. What does that mean? Sin does not own you. Sin does not have to control you. But you can control sin and say no to it and say yes to God and say yes to the will and the desire of God in your life. Take dominion over fear. In 2 Timothy verse 1, verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. I wish I had about 15 minutes on each one of these, but I'm going to go through them quickly. Take dominion over fear. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Stop letting your mind control you. Look over at your neighbor and say, stop letting your mind control you. You need to take control of your mind. What do you mean, Pastor? Some of you walk in such fear because your mind is feeding you the wrong information. I said, some of you are walking in such fear all the time because your mind is feeding you the wrong information. Real peace will come when you take charge of your mind and control your fear through the word of Almighty God. When you take charge of your mind and you take control of your fear through the word of God, your life will change. Take dominion over the world. 1 John 5:4-5. You see, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So who are the world conquerors defeating its power? Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Stop letting the things of the world hold you hostage. I'm talking to probably 95% of this room today, if not more. Stop letting the things of the world hold you hostage. The Bible said you've overcome the world by your faith, and you need to start acting like something very real has happened in your life. You need to start acting like a change has come. You need to start acting like He's made you different. Take dominion over worries and anxiety. Elbow your neighbor and say, he's fixing to talk to you. Listen. Now I'm going to get real with you before I even go through this. I'm going to preach to me right here. When God was pouring this in my heart, God was busting my hide up one side and back down the other. He wore me out before I got to you. Are you listening to me? I said, he wore me out before I got to you. Take dominion over worries and anxiety. Philippians 4:6-7, don't worry about anything. I think about that little video that Ashley shared with us one time, the little boy saying, don't worry about a thing. Woo! I wish I could sing it like he did. He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ. I like that. Don't worry, trust God. As you begin to thank the Lord, then you'll experience His peace like you've never experienced it in your life. Listen close. Some of you have made worry your best friend. I told you He wore me out before I got to you. So I've already preached to myself, but I'm going to preach to me again. Say, Pastor, do you worry? I'm human. Have you ever worried, Pastor? I'm human. And I'm not going to stand here and lie to you. I've struggled with it at times just like you do. We all do. But I'm going to give you some alarming facts right here. Some of you have made worry your best friend. Some have accepted anxiety as a way of life. Worry is an insult to God. He thumped me on the ear about 3 or 4 times with that one. Worry is an insult. I was listening to one of my favorite preachers the other day, and he was declaring this. Worry is an insult to God. When we worry, we're not trusting God. I'm going to mess some people up right here. We would never say, God, I don't trust you. But when we worry, that is basically what we're saying without words. That's pretty deep, isn't it? I said, that's pretty deep, isn't it? He just got all over my toes. He just got right down where I'm living, where I've been. Timmy made it real. I'm going to say it again because I think it's important. We would never say, God, I don't trust you, but when we worry, we're basically saying the self-same thing without speaking it out of our mouth. You need to let worry worry about you. A Look over at your neighbor, look them right straight in the eye and be as real as you can be and say, you need to let worry worry about you. Now look on the other side. You need to let worry worry about you. Now I'm going to speak to every one of you. You need to let worry worry about you, and you need to send anxiety back to hell where it came from. Because that's exactly where it came from, and that's where it needs to go back to. Take dominion over demons. Luke 10:19. Now you understand that I have imparted to you all my authority. To trample over his kingdom. You will trample upon every demon before you and every power Satan possesses. Absolutely nothing will be able to harm you as you walk in this authority. What did he say? He said, I give you all my authority. Did you hear what he said? You have all authority. You preached already today. Look at your neighbor again and say, you have all authority. Now look at him again and say, stop tiptoeing around the devil. Now I know I may preach this a tad bit longer than I normally do today, but you stay with me. I can't quit till God gets through. I want somebody in this house to hear me. You have all authority in Jesus. Stop tiptoeing around the devil. Stop letting hell intimidate you. I said, stop letting hell intimidate you. I put this in bold letters. Make hell afraid of you. I said, make hell afraid of you. I said, make hell afraid of you. I said, make hell afraid of you. What are you saying, Pastor? Pray hard. Get full of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the true power of God. It's time for you to push the devil around. He's pushed you around long enough. How can I make hell afraid of me? Pray hard. Get full of the Holy Spirit and walk and operate in the power of God, and you'll make hell tremble in its shoes. Take dominion over your thoughts. Here's a big one. What you been thinking lately? Take dominion over your thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way. Since the weapons of our warfare are not worldly, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to obey Christ. I put it in bold letters here. You need to change the way you think. I said, you need to change the way you think. You need to put on the mind of Christ. Are you hearing me today? You need to put on the mind of Christ. You need to arrest your thoughts. I'm going to say this slow. You need to arrest your thoughts and re-release them after prayer. You need to arrest your thoughts and re-release them after you've filtered them through the Word of God. If we would filter more of our thoughts through prayer and through the Word of God, a lot of the things we think would change. I said a lot of the things that we think would change. Thereby changing everything about our life. Because as a man thinks of himself, that's what he becomes. Did you hear me? As a man thinks of himself, that is what he becomes. So I'm going to say this and I'm going to go further. What have you been thinking? What has been going through your mind? How do you need to think? Take dominion over failures and setbacks. Micah 7:8 said, do not gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Devil, I may fall down sometime. Don't you gloat. I'm going to get back up. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. I want somebody in this house to hear this preacher. You need to get up. I'm going to preach to some folks here today. You need to get up. What do you mean? You fail. So what? Get up. You've had some major setbacks. Well, let me just tell you, who hasn't? Get up. Look at your neighbor and say, get up. It's time for you to take power, your power. It's time for you to take your place of power, to take your place of dominion. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, let me take you to the message version of that same verse. Whatever I have, whatever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. A lot of W's right there. But I want you to hear it again. Whatever I am, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Let me remind you who made you who you are. Jesus Christ made you who you are. I said, Jesus Christ made you who you are. I said, Jesus Christ made you who you are. Get up on your feet and give the Lord a hand in here. Jesus made you who you are. Now I'm going to give you another reason to clap. I don't know if I've ever made this statement like this before in my ministry, but I'm going to make it right now because I'm going to stand on the Word of God. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Clay, he didn't leave no. He said, I can do it all. Not in myself, but I do it in Jesus. You know what that means? It's time for you to do all things. And let me tell you why. Because Jesus said you could. Some of you look at me like, boy, he lost me right there. It's time for you to do all things. Because Jesus said you could. You hear it again? I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You know what that means? It's time for you to start doing something. It's time for you to start doing all things because he said you could. Notice what Daniel 11:32 in the New King James said. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. But the Living Bible said it this way. But the people who know their God shall be strong and do great things. If they know their God, they shall be strong and do great things. It's time for you to take authority. Are you listening to this preacher today? It's time for you to do great things. My wife said something to me in the early part of this altar service when God was moving. She said, God's calling us back. Yes, he is. God's bringing us back to where we started. He's bringing us back to where it all began. Yes, he is. When you come back to the grassroots of where you started and what God's doing in your life and who it all began with, then you understand and you realize you have the authority he's given you. It's time to take authority. It's time to do. It's time to quit playing around with God and playing around with the things of God. Do great things. Somebody hear me. Until you realize that you are in control. Remember I said earlier, you need to take control of your thoughts. You need to take control of your mind. You need to take control of something. Until you realize you're in control. that thing or things that you have been dealing with will always control your life. That thing or things you have been dealing with until you realize you're in control, it will always control your life. It will always have charge over you. It will always have the upper hand. It will always keep you from the blessing of God. But hear me here. It will always keep you from your rightful place. And I want to end this message exactly how I started. It's time for you to take your place, and dominion is your place. I said it's time for you to take your place, and dominion is your place. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to plead this morning. I'm just going to simply ask you one simple question, and how you obey the Lord and how you move is going to speak volumes to God. I want everyone in this room who is ready to find your place. I want everyone in this room that's ready to take your dominion, get out of your seat and get to the front of this room as quickly as you can get down here. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hurry, all over this room. Hurry! Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. How you move is going to speak volumes to your God. How you obey is going to speak volumes to your God. God, I'm ready to take my place. God, I'm ready to take dominion. God, I'm ready to walk where you've called me. I'm ready to go where you're sending me. I'm ready to do what you say do, no matter what it costs me, no matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how hard it is to move it, I'm going to follow you. It's time. This altar's full of people. I'm asking you all over this room, listen, I don't have to lay a hand on you. I don't have to touch you. The Spirit of the Lord is about to overshadow you. The Spirit of the Lord is about to overshadow your heart. He's about to overshadow your mind. He's about to overshadow your spirit. He's about to saturate you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I'm asking you, wherever you are in this room, I'm asking you to yield to God however you feel comfortable. If you want to lift your hands, if you want to kneel on your knees, if you feel like standing, whatever you feel like doing, if you want to put your hands out in front of you, however you feel comfortable, but right where you are, surrender yourself to the Lord. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Find your place.